Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today and a good friend of mine is Mr. Alex Olsen. He's the Project Logistics Director at NorSea. He's based in Aarhus in Denmark. Very welcome, first of all, Alex, to this interview.
Many thanks, Bo, and nice seeing you again.
Always.
You are far away, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, always, anytime. Well, I always allow my accused or interviewees a chance to elaborate a little bit on their background. How come you're from Denmark? Of course, Denmark is famous as a shipping nation, but how come you are in shipping and not in sitting in a bank? Why did you choose this career?
Yeah. I think it has something to do with my my family. So my grandfather was a sailor, similar to your background.
Yeah.
And and my father was in an oil and gas company, and in a company that they had these LNG gas tanks they sold around the world, but also conveyor belts for airports.
Okay.
So he was traveling around the world, and I always received postcards from all around the world. So I got curious, and then I should do something after merchant school, and yeah, shipping.
Fantastic.
And never turn back
No,
or
no, no.
away or yeah.
It's in that way we are certainly in the same boat, and we couldn't dream of sitting in a bank anyhow. We only go there if we have to. So, yeah.
Or with bill of ladings, but that's another long gone story.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Electronic and yeah, we don't do that nowadays. But
Exactly, exactly.
yeah.
So tell me, when did you start the branch office of NorSea in Denmark, and what is the background of NorSea? I understand it's a Norwegian-owned company.
Yeah, you're right. So so it goes far back. NorSea goes a little more than 50 years back, coming from oil and gas and being a supporter for logistic services for all companies in the North Sea drilling for oil. So we have a long legacy, 50 years long legacy in that. And we have a big base in the port of Esbjerg, the biggest offshore port in the world. So that's how it started 50 years ago. And today we are more than 450 staff in Denmark.
Wow, that's
So
really nice.
we have offices in Esbjerg, which is the headquarters.
Yeah.
We have here in Aarhus, where I'm sitting. I'm a little bit mixed between. I have a team both places. We have in Copenhagen, in Grenaa, you know very well, and in Odense, in the shipyard of Maersk, which is now an offshore facility called Lindø. So that's the background. And then I started roughly 2 years ago. I was asked to start building up a logistics support organization, which could aim into when stuff are getting somewhat bigger as they are today. Renewable are getting bigger. Everything is getting bigger. So yeah, project logistics. Yeah.
Yes. And I suppose with the amount of staff and offices you have, and also in Norway, there'll be a lot of related activities to logistics that they didn't care for before. And then they see a need to establish your department. And you certainly have the experience to move it. So could you give our viewers just verbally here a couple of examples of projects you've handled or big oversized pieces you have moved from where to where, for example? Just a few examples.
Yeah, certainly. So you're the first thing you're saying, you're completely right. We can tap into our Norwegian legacy. We are owned by Thomas Wilhelmsen, a family. Lots of companies in that group, and lots of clients we already have on board in other parts of the company. So they today request services. So examples of the services we provide is we have a drilling company, and they decide to move their rig from this region to an Asian region for drilling, and then they need to move everything from the North Sea. So then every all those activities we have in play, they can certainly come out to the benefit of the client. So I have colleagues doing agency and husbandry, so
Okay.
they can get the rig in and out of the port and linesmen and mooring and all that. Yes, we have a stevedoring department that can do on-site in the port rigging plans and liftings and so on. And what we supported with is that they had a lot of pipes, oversized pipes.
Yeah.
So for this project, they had an enormous number of pipes to move from Scotland to Vietnam. So
Okay, wow.
14, 15 meter long pipes,
Fantastic.
and we can support with that.
I think that that's really impressive. I mean, basically, you don't have to go out and find any customer. You have your customer in-house, so to speak.
We are not a carrier yet, Bo. So
Okay.
it's not as easy as you
Yeah.
know. No. Spending, you spend time with your clients for sure.
And of course, even you're part of a strong group, even with the Wilhelmsen background, you still have to sell it internally. It's not a free for all just because you have a strong background. I mean, you have to do your job and quote right, or they will slap you, I suppose.
No, not for sure. I mean, Norwegians, this the yeah, Norwegians, it's good, very good environment. They keep you on your toes. They ask the questions and compliance and safety, security. It's good. That's for sure. It's
Structured, yeah, structured.
yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Yeah, structured. It's a good word. It's structured.
Yeah.
And a good environment and business ethics are high.
Yeah. Well, it's. I've heard that about the Wilhelmsen Group too. One question. I mean, you of course, when you have shipments like that, you have to speak to whoever are the ship owners for a certain project. How do you view the fact that some ship owners nowadays claim to be also project freight forwarders? You know who, and will they be successful, or do you feel that the service level offered by some ship owners has deteriorated, gone down? What's your feeling on this?
For sure, there are certainly ship owners where if you ask them, and being a forwarder, we don't hardly get any service, any replies,
No,
nothing.
so it's that bad.
So there was a period where I think we tried. I tried. My colleagues tried. I mean, we thought we could not live without them.
Yeah.
I think there was a period where we had the thought, hey, sorry, I was trying to curse there, but we couldn't live with certain carriers.
Right.
But I think actually it turned out to be different. We can live without them for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So
Because we can offer, we should go back to our roots. We can offer other types of services than they can. They can offer their own ocean carrier and whatever the logistics they had before and after. But I still have the choice. We still have the choice to go to CMA CGM, to one, to Hapag-Lloyd, to MSC, and go out and use regional, all our what we learned back in school, all old school shipping. Know your carriers, know relation. Then we can offer, and we do. We are still here, and I'm sure we will have a space in the future, for sure.
That's good to hear, because of course the advantage they have, of course, is they own their own ships, and they sometimes can offer longer credit terms, I suppose. But I also believe for the project forwarders, we just have to hang in there, so to speak, and do the proper service, and avoid the carriers who don't protect you, I suppose.
And of course, if you are, X company making mattresses or milk powder, and it's a commodity, I mean, then you of course can go to such a company, And you can book online, you can upload the CSV file, and it doesn't matter about the services, and everything is automated from a mother to a sister company. But as soon as it becomes a little bit special, I mean, we answer the phone.
It's not a call center in India, no.
No, exactly. The phone is here, right?
Exactly.
So like old school, you have two phones.
Yeah, of course.
Of course we are reachable, for sure.
Yeah.
And of course we take advantages of all kinds of tools. We can do lifting plans. We can do CAD drawings, AI stuff that can turn packing lists into from nonsense to something readable and something we can move on quickly. Of course.
Interesting to hear. So yes, of course, I know you personally have the contacts within the shipping industry to find the solution that NorSea needs. So with 450 staffs, how many would you say that are in your scope, in your department, so to speak, of these four?
So we are now at the seven staff in Denmark, and we have also a colleague in Aberdeen in UK. And they are doing, you could say, core project logistics, ocean transport, can be in a port. We can mobilize these staff. Actually, just like today, we went to one of our clients in the port of Esbjerg. They turned out to have covered some cargo with tarpaulins, so you cannot find the lashing points. Then we can send out colleagues who can be on site immediately and share that expertise and together with the client find a good solution.
Yeah, fantastic. It's
so we can export without delay and on time, and good lessons learned and a good atmosphere, and
very nice.
That's the staffing today. And then around, because we are, even though we are 450, we are small. I mean, we you know, it's shipping, it's stevedoring. So you know the atmosphere in these big offices. You cooperate. It's like there's no, these borders are not
fluid.
They overlap, right?
Yes.
So of course we overlap with stevedoring, with agency department, road department, and courier and so on.
It makes
so
sense.
I think lift pretty big jobs.
I think it makes good sense for NorSea to have this department that you are heading now. How do you view the situation of the market? I mean, everybody's lips is the Middle East and the influence it has. It seems that both Corona and the Middle East are good for the income from the shipping lines. Actually, it's a crisis. No crisis is wasted. But does it influence your business since you are in oil and gas and stuff like that? What's your feeling on this?
Yeah, of course it does, but I think nothing. What Corona learned us, is that we can do so many things. I mean, imagine when we were sent home,
in a
television one night, they're saying, "Hey, guys, don't turn up at work tomorrow." I think that learned us a valuable lesson. There's a lot more we can do. I had an apprentice. I didn't see him for nearly 2 years.
Wow.
And he turned out to be a very good project forwarder today. I saw him in a small screen like this.
Like this, yeah.
And he was a grown man, 18 months later, educated in transportation. So I think the lesson learned is that we are very good at coming up with solutions.
That's why we're here.
And we have a system that can, all those places we haven't been to yet. We have a method that can bring, when somebody came to you in the past and say, "Hey, can you ship to Falklands Island?" Yes, I can. Have you done it before? No, I have not done it before, but I have a method that makes it secure, safe, and I can show you what we're doing each step, and we can still do that today. So that's what we're doing. So today, Oman and so on is routed via Jeddah, right?
Yeah, fantastic.
And those things are now much quicker. In reality, it doesn't take very, very quickly. Whoop, whoop, you find your that water will flow in the right direction. And we are very good at that in the forwarding shipping industry.
In every crisis, there's an opportunity, as a wise man said once. So it's good to hear that you are in there. How do you view the rest of this year? We're almost halfway through it. Has it been a good year for you so far? Will you expand your headcount? What's on the in the crystal ball for you?
Yeah, we will definitely expand during this year also, add more staff in, and I have to turn up to work tomorrow. It's not easy, but we have the direction and we have the support to develop and build and grow. That's for sure. And we have the will, and I'm sure we will succeed in this. And market, I think we learned from the market that it is there. Markets are big, but you have to be come up with a solution, and you have to add value.
Yeah. Oh,
And
yeah. Otherwise,
we try that every day.
yeah, for sure.
You're gone. You have no place in this. So that's why we also invest in stuff. We have own SPMT trailers in our port because that's you need that. We have cranes. So we are in that sense a little unnormal forwarder project because many forwarders are asset light, but we actually have ownership in physical things, and we have a department. I have a colleague in facility, so we can offer other things to our clients. So one of our clients asked us if we could support them with a logistical center and office building. So we actually built that for them. So now they rent that, including a little bit of logistics from us. So now we have, I think it's 5,000 square meter of office and warehouse, which is built by us and leased out long term together with this client. So it's another, you could say, infiltration or other partnership we can offer, and technical staff also we can offer.
Okay, and it's really the whole package. It seems to be well thought out, and you have the strength to move on. One of my final questions here for you is, I understand that you also have taught logistics in school and out, haven't you? Can you just elaborate a few? It's very seldom I meet anyone who actually, let's say, teach his know-how to pupils.
If I had, I would like to go back to doing that. It is, I can really recommend. It's so good. It's so giving. Not
Rewarding.
to hear myself. That's not the, but to be on your toes, because one thing is that you know a little bit about whatever, but the you certainly get a lot of very, very, very clever questions from these boys and girls,
That's
and it's very good to see they are clever.
Yeah,
They're really,
because that's on many interviewees' list of thoughts here is how do we get youngsters to be interested in our business? They don't end up in Google or Facebook or whatever online things. That's good to know. Very interesting. But listen.
We have a good community here, Bo. There's a quite a lot of these young kids, and they get some opportunities we did not get. Now it's more open. They can they can travel to New York or
Yeah, anywhere.
go to an office in Madrid or
Yeah.
Lithuania. It's part of education nowadays. To and or go into various we our apprentices they will move around in different things to understand logistics, road, being in a stevedoring department, sending, hey guys, now we're toolbox meeting, we're going to the ship, slings, shackles, there's a lot of things you can learn in logistics.
I think you never, whenever you say I know it all, then it's time to move, because you never will know it all in logistics. But your company and also your know-how, certainly you can say you cover it all, and it's good to hear. Let's hope the youngsters will continue to have interest in our industry.
Yeah, we cover quite a lot of things and learning every day. So we are strong on stevedoring in Esbjerg and in Odense and Denmark. We cover Europe, Baltic, this oil and gas triangle, Denmark now to Holland, and then UK, Scotland, Norway, strong area with all kinds of services. You can imagine for anybody at sea with an installation vessel or a rig, we can offer a service. And of course, for anything, any other industrial part, of course, we
Behind the
support.
panel as well. Fantastic. Right.
Thank you.
It's very impressive, Alex. It's been good to talk to you, and really nice to see you again. And I want to say formally thank you very much for this interview.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for having us again, Bo. And what is the time now? You're in Chile, right?
Yes, I'm interviewing you from Chile here. It's let me
Yeah.
see. It's almost 5 to 12, so it's almost noon here. So, so it's good. But
It's
listen,
good.
listen formally before I conclude the interview. Again, thank you very much for being here. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And to all our viewers, listeners, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been Mr. Alex Olsen. He's the Project Logistics Director at NorSea, based in Aarhus in Denmark. NorSea is a Norwegian-owned company, family-owned company, very strong in oil and gas projects. And certainly, if you have anything to do in the greater Northwest Europe and Scandinavian area, do contact Alex directly for a quote. For me and Project Cargo Weekly, I want to say thank you very much. And until next time, I remain best regards.